drink, or earthly nourishment. Instead, teach us to put our faith in you and to yearn for your divine help and grace. Give us a humble, broken spirit, a penitent nature, true gentleness, and a hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Amen. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Give us this day a heart that is pure in your sight, O Lord, so we might look upon you. O God and Father of love and peace, grant us your eternal peace and grace, so we may at all times prove ourselves peace-loving people and avoid all evil, discord, and strife. May we endure with a meek spirit and calm heart any hardship we encounter on this earth, be it a cross or tribulations, disgrace, or merely misfortune. Since you are our God and Creator, O Lord, reconcile our life and walk with your holy and divine will, for all our works and deeds are in your hands. We commend ourselves and our families, body and soul, into your care, Lord. Govern and promote our work, O God, according to your will. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. May your merciful eyes be on us day and night, O Lord. Cover us with your divine protection and shield. Judge, rule, and bless all of our undertakings for your glory. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. O Lord our God, you gently shed heaven's light upon us to enlighten us. Merciful Father, you grant us each day so we may use it according to your holy will and blessing. For these your gracious gifts, we give you praise, honor, and thanks, O Holy Father. We ask you, dear Father, to forgive our sins against you today and all our trespasses against your divine will. We confess in repentance and sorrow the sins we have committed through idleness and negligence. Forgive us for the sake of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we ask to be reconciled to you. May we now and forever be at peace.